Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. The Secrets of Stonehenge. Stonehenge in southern England is one of the world's best-known ancient stone circles. The monument is more than 4,000 years old and was constructed using two types of stones, one of which was brought from many miles away. The effort required to do this suggests Stonehenge was important to the people who built it, but who those people were is unknown. Most experts believe, however, that the monument was used for religious ceremonies. A study in the United Kingdom has added a new twist. By making a model of the original monument, researchers discovered that it would have acted like a sound chamber. This suggests that it may have been designed to increase the volume of sound inside the circle, but make it difficult for people outside to hear. This has led to a theory that the site was intended for a restricted group rather than the whole community.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing the speaker says about the monument? Number 14. What did a study in the United Kingdom suggest about the monument?
B. Kelp forests. Kelps are algae that grow as large ribbons of seaweed in coastal oceans, often forming dense clusters called kelp forests. These absorb the force of waves, creating an environment that is calm enough to allow marine animal species of varying sizes and places in the food chain to thrive in them. These ecosystems also benefit humans by absorbing millions of tons of carbon dioxide, much like forests on land, and boosting commercial and recreational fishing industries by providing habitats for fish. While past studies have revealed much about kelp forests, US researchers have recently learned how they support salmon. Though juvenile salmon use kelp forests for shelter and to find food as other marine creatures do, they also use them as a physical net to help herd prey fish into small groups. This helps the salmon consume enough food to sustain the rapid growth they require to survive.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing the speaker says about kelp forests? Number 16. According to the speaker, what is true with regard to salmon? C. A chess master. Paul Charles Morphy was an American chess master born in 1837. He learned chess at a young age by watching his father and uncle play together. And by the time he was 20, he had won the first American Chess Congress. His exceptional skill even allowed him to play several opponents simultaneously while blindfolded, rarely losing. He went on to tour Europe, defeating several top players, including Germany's Adolf Anderssen, who was the world's best player at the time. Known for his innovative style, Morphy emphasized rapid development and positional play. His most famous game is the Opera Game, in which he played against two opponents working together. The game was held in a theater during an opera performance, with Morphy winning the match in his characteristically rapid style. To this day, the game is considered by many as one of the best examples of Morphy's approach to playing chess.
Questions. Number 17. What do we learn about Paul Charles Morphy? Number 18. What does the speaker say about the opera game? D. Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull's 18th century invention of a machine called a seed drill transformed agriculture. Before it, farmers had two inefficient options: planting each seed by hand or spreading seeds by throwing them. However, planting by hand was extremely time-consuming, while throwing seeds caused many to fall in places where they would not grow. Tull's seed drill did the digging, planting, and covering all at once, allowing farmers to better control where seeds were planted and increasing speed. Before Tull, people mainly used devices called hoes to break up soil during planting. However, he realized it was important to continue using hoes while growing crops. Tull believed that plants fed on the soil itself and that breaking it up would make it easier for them to consume the dirt around them. Although this was incorrect, using a hoe allowed more air and moisture to reach the roots, so the plants grew better.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing that we learn about Jethro Tull's seed drill? Number 20. What mistake did Tull make?
E. Eastern hellbenders. A salamander species known as the eastern hellbender inhabits the beds of rivers and streams in the eastern U.S. In recent decades, hellbender populations have severely declined due to factors like habitat loss and waterway pollution. Because hellbenders absorb most of their oxygen through their skin instead of their lungs, they are especially vulnerable to the effects of pollution, as toxins in water can easily enter their body directly. A major factor affecting hellbender populations has been dams, many of which were constructed to provide electrical power and create reservoirs for use in agriculture. Dams restrict water flow, worsening river pollution and reducing water quality. Recently, dam removal projects have increased. When dams are removed, hellbenders gain an immediate advantage from the increased flow of oxygen-rich water. Researchers say dam removal is especially important today, as climate change threatens to alter river ecosystems in ways that could further harm hellbenders.
Questions. Number 21. According to the speaker, what makes hellbenders particularly vulnerable to pollution? Number 22. What is one thing the speaker says about dams? F. Auckland's underground tunnels. The city of Auckland, New Zealand, was built in an area containing dozens of volcanoes. Underground, there is an extensive system of tunnel-like caves created by lava flows from past eruptions. Many of these caves are considered sacred by the indigenous Maori people, who have used them to bury the bones of their ancestors. However, as Auckland's population grows and construction projects increase, caves are increasingly being filled with cement or destroyed. Scientists and government officials are now collaborating to create a database of the entire cave system to help protect and preserve the caves. In addition to their cultural importance, the caves offer clues about future volcanic eruptions and could help scientists predict where dangerous lava flows might occur. However, making cave locations publicly available could attract people who want to vandalize them, so there will be a need to limit access to some of the information.
Questions. Number 23. What does the speaker say about population growth in Auckland? Number 24. What is one thing the speaker suggests about the caves?